Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And may this message keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen. I have to say more than that? I thought that was pretty good too. but the thing is, there's our message. He's risen today. The cross has been overcome. Death has been overcome. This is our most important day. You know, as I've preached in here before, everything before the cross leans to the cross. Everything since the cross leans back to the cross. It's the most important thing that's ever happened in human history. Boy, that's something to say, isn't it? Well, folks, I want to talk about the very first line, first of all, in our gospel. On the first day of the week, Mary went to the tomb. All right, now let's think about this for a second. Jesus was crucified on what day of the week?
Friday.
And why did they have to get him in the tomb so quickly? Because, well, that and the Sabbath started at sundown on Friday. Got to remember that in the Jewish religion, a day is a dark and a light. So where we usually think a day starts at sunrise, they think that the day starts at sunset. All right. So if you have to have everything done before the Sabbath and sunset, you got to hurry. It's got to be finished. So they get him into the tomb. And so Mary goes out the next morning to try and... or 2 mornings later to try and take care of him because they probably didn't finish things as much as they would have liked. So the thing is, now we're talking about Easter morning, aren't we? And today is Easter morning. So why are we worshiping today on the first day of Easter? Why aren't we worshiping on the Sabbath? Exactly. We celebrate our risen Lord. And so for us, the most important day of the week, the first day of the week, is the day of the sun, Sunday. Now, we have it in there as S-U-N, don't we? Okay. What if that word was sun, S-O-N-D-A-Y? That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Probably be more appropriate for what we're talking about. Well, Mary gets there. Okay? Mary sees that the stone has been moved. Oh my goodness, somebody got in there and stole the body. Can't you imagine what's going through her mind? Plus, there's supposed to be who at the tomb? Roman soldiers. They were supposed to be guarding it. They're not there. Interesting, isn't it? Well, she doesn't really look. She goes back to tell the apostles what happened. So Peter and John decide they're going to check it out, and they run to the tomb. Now, I want to talk about something that I find interesting about this. One of the other Gospels. It talks about that the clothing, the robe, the garments that had been covering Jesus here were just in a pile. The one that had been covering his face was folded and put down neatly. Well, why is that one so important? Y'all keep your hand down. Well, tell us.
He's coming back.
He's coming back. Exactly. You've been to banquets, so that's what you do, right? Because what it does is it tells the people, I am returning. And so if it was just thrown on there, Jesus would be saying, I'm not returning. So he is coming back. Ooh, you get the gold star for today. Well, why is that important? Because Scripture tells us that nobody believed that he would rise again. You know, when he tells the people that the temple will be destroyed and in 3 days it will be built, everybody is going, yeah, you're wasting my time. You know, what's going on? Because nobody believes that. But one of the things the Jews never got was that Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. As he said, it's not of this earth, right? So his kingdom is a heavenly kingdom. And the Jewish people were expecting the king to come in his chariot with an army following, and they were going to overcome the entire world and start the Jewish kingdom with them on top. Didn't work that way, did it? Now, if you were expecting that from the Messiah, would you be a little upset? Now you know why the Jews, many of them, don't believe that the Messiah has come yet, because they're waiting for that earthly king. But they do believe that Jesus was a good Jewish boy. He's a prophet. As I had a rabbi tell me one time, he's a Jewish boy that did well. Who also was a great New Testament scholar. Many of you know this, but when I was in college, I sang Friday nights in a synagogue. Huh? What did you say? Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I didn't know I had that kind of influence. Okay. I sang in a synagogue on Friday nights. And it was a lot of fun because we had to set up there. We had a big choir, probably about 30 men. 10 of us were Christian. So we're sitting up there. We got our yarmulkes on. And Rabbi Kripsky would turn around, probably one of the finest New Testament scholars I've ever run across. Now he says, we believe this, but in Matthew 16 it says this, and here's why I learn more about the New Testament in a Jewish synagogue than many times I've heard coming out of the pulpit in a Christian church. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? Plus, for $10 a service and free dinner, I'm not stupid when you're in college. You know, so let's turn our lives back to Mary. So after Peter and John leaves, she stays outside that tomb and cries. Now, none of them have really entered into the tomb yet, have they? Why do you think that is? Well, I think they're afraid of what they're going to find in the tomb. So finally, she gets the courage and enters into the tomb. She sees two figures dressed in white, and they ask her, "Why are you crying?" Well, she says they have taken her Lord, and she doesn't know where he is. Now, in one of the Gospels, it says, "Why are you seeking the dead from the living?" So they're telling her that Jesus has risen from the dead. Of course, that's not in this gospel, and that's a story for one of the other Sundays, Easter's, when we have that reading. But as she gets in there, now stop and think, there's no illumination except what's coming through the door, right? So when she enters this, it's gloomy, it's just barely lit. She sees the two figures in white. But if she turned around and looked at that door, what is she going to see? Just a bright light. But somebody comes and stands in that doorway. Who does she think it is? The gardener. Okay. Does she really believe that Jesus was going to rise again? The angels have told her, you know, why do you seek the living among the dead? She still doesn't believe it. Never happened before. And you know, I find that kind of thing so rewarding because the apostles, Mary, they're people just like us. You know, Friday night I talked about we doubt at times, don't we? So was Mary doubting? Sure she was. She's a human being. You know, like Thomas says, until I take my fingers and stick it in your side and in the holes in your hands, I'm not going to believe it. Boy, he pays for that one, doesn't he? But why would she think he's the gardener? Well, they're in an area that these are real expensive tombs. And so she's standing there, and she thinks, well, this is the guy that came in to take care of it. And then she says, do you know where they've taken the body? And he says to her, Mary. And she says, Rabboni. Aramaic, you know, but it means teacher. Okay, that's what rabbi means, is teacher. As Bill calls me the rabbi because I teach all the time. But 2 Timothy says the most important thing for a pastor to be is a didaskalos, which in Greek means teacher. Okay? And I think that's some of the stuff that is important. You know, my friends, I'm not going to have a long one today. I mean, I could stand here and expound on this. But when Mary sees it's Jesus, she just falls into a heap and grabs a hold of his legs. You know, she can't believe he's there. And what has Jesus said to her? Say to her, you know, don't grab me. Don't touch me. I haven't gone to my Father yet. Why would he even say that to her? Because his mission on earth is not finished. And he knows that. She doesn't. But he does. But today we are celebrating our risen Christ. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And the people of God respond with, Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.